I'm building a life that's bold and free. Principles that guide eternally. Purpose in my heart, I got the vision. Self-confidence rising, soul on a mission. Initiative and leadership every day. Imagination lights each step of the way. Enthusiasm soaks the air, feeling blessed. Never any stress as I give my best. I'm debt free, saving money for the future. Extra miles, blazing people I nurture. Pleasing personality, spreading light around. Accurate thoughts where truth surrounds. Concentration, focus, laser sight. Cooperation, unity tight and bright. Profit from failure, rise again and again. Tolerance and golden rule, the zen of my den.
The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. Grand Rising, fellow Freedom Crusaders and moneymakers, welcome to the Grow Rich Mastermind, the Good News Network. I'm Lori Sue Nathurda, and I'm so glad you're here. Today's reading reminds us that in a changing world, success isn't just about collecting knowledge. It's about developing our unique gifts and showing up with character, personality, and purpose. The world doesn't just need more information. It needs people who bring their whole selves to what they do. And that feels especially fitting for our host today, Ashley Casper, a beautiful creative spirit entrepreneur and someone who truly embodies heart-led action and encouragement for others. I can't wait to hear what she shares today. Before we do, let me tell you a little more about her. Ashley Casper is a heart-centered entrepreneur and a creative spirit from Crawford, Georgia, where she lives with her husband and their four kids. Since discovering the Grow Rich Mastermind in 2022, she's been on a powerful journey of transformation, showing up with encouragement, curiosity, and joy. Whether she's designing coloring books, inspiring fellow creatives, or sharing wisdom from her own growth, Ashley is passionate about helping others reconnect with their dreams and create lasting freedom through purpose-driven, heart-led action. You know how it goes. Now it's your turn. So please, as I unmute the line, tell us your name and where you're calling.
What's up, Lori Sue?
Hey,
there's Booker.
Freedom.
There's Booker. Hey, Lori Sue.
Hey, I'll be. What up,
Albie? Wakey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, there. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Kat? Right. Welcome to the party.
Kat, what's going on, Kat?
Hey, good morning.
Awesome.
Hey, Ralph. Good to hear you, too. Welcome.
What's up, Ralph? Good to see you.
Who else is out there? We're representing the whole world.
Hey, Booker, we're going to have to go up to Albie.
Huh? Good morning, everyone.
Go
good
visit
Albie.
Columbus,
Ohio. Oh, yeah. Good morning. Hey, what's up, Anita? It's Friday, y'all.
Welcome,
y'all better
welcome,
wake
Anita.
Up.
Okay.
Yeah. So glad to be here.
Awesome.
I got a horrible night's sleep, so I'm glad to hear y'all's voices.
That's right. We're going to wake you up.
So sorry.
It's a refreshing energized cat.
Yep. A cold plunge. That's what we need. Who else is out there? We have a little bit more time. We got just a minute before Ashley Catherine comes
out. The best part of waking up is Ashley doing the Dougie.
Yeah.
Booker, I came on at the right time.
There it is. We're going to do that Freedom Fest.
It's Freedom Dance Friday.
Oh,
Freedom
yeah.
Dance Friday. Yeah. I love it. All right. So I see Hector and Joan Getson. That's somebody new that joined the line. Or maybe that's somebody using that line. Right now, I'm Paul. That's what it says for me. All right. Who else is out there? Tell us your name, where you're calling in from. We'd love to hear your voice. Feel your energy. All right, y'all. Never mind. It's 6 o'clock. Let's just wake up and cheer on Ashley.
Are you guys ready? and gals.
Yeah.
Guys and gals. All right.
We are ready.
Grand Rising, everyone. Hello, my fellow freedom crusaders. Let me get my words enunciated here. I'm Ashley Casper.
You got this.
Thank you, Lori Sue. Glad you can hear me. Thank you also for the wonderful introduction and great quote. I love that quote. I don't remember the exact words, but if you missed it, it was, can you say it one more time, Lori Sue? What was it?
I sure can. Yeah, and I forgot to tell you who said it. That's not good. Pablo Picasso said, the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away.
Oh, that's a good one. I love that one. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But I am filling in for Gail Kindig today as she is attending a funeral of her very close friend that recently passed. So we are sending love and prayers to you, Gail. And while my heart does ache for you, I'm really thankful for this opportunity and this honor to be hosting this amazing call today. So thank you all for being here with me on the Grow Rich Mastermind. Our vision here on this call is simple but powerful: freedom through principle-centered leadership. And not just the kind of freedom that shows up in your bank account, but the kind that shows up in your spirit, the kind that allows you to wake up in the morning knowing that you're living in alignment with your values, your purpose, and your truth. And every weekday at 9 a.m. Eastern, we plug into this call not just to learn something, but to remember who we really are. We read, we reflect, and we open the space for real people just like you and I to speak from the heart about what they're learning and what we're all learning. Or maybe even unlearning. I don't know about you, but I'm in a phase of life where I'm unlearning a lot, and we're living out loud. So we learn from each other by doing that, and I'm just so grateful for the gift of this call, for that purpose in itself. But this journey isn't just about strategies. It's about becoming the version of you who can actually receive the life that you've been asking for. And when you surround yourself with people who are doing that work too, something really does shift. You feel a little braver. You feel a little more clearer and more willing to believe that ease and joy can be part of the path. And I love that. I love ease and joy. Both of those things are things that I'm constantly seeking out in my life. But not avoiding work, you know, I don't think that we can avoid the work, but the work can be a little easier sometimes if we take the time to look at it. So whether you are here to share or just listen or soak in the energy, welcome, welcome. All right, let's do our energy check. So I want to hear from all of you. As I unmute the lines in just a moment, I want you to tell me, are you ready to feed your joy today? Are you ready to plant thoughts that support your purpose and overcome any fear that you might have? And are you ready to water the version of you that knows freedom is built one aligned step at a time? Let me know right now.
Woo-hoo!
Yes,
yes.
Yeah.
We are
yeah.
ready.
Let's go.
We wake y'all up this morning.
Great job, Ashley.
It's Friday. Freedom.
All right, we need a little more Friday energy. I'm gonna open up the lines one more time. I think you guys have a little more energy than that. So one more time, let me know how you're feeling about Freedom Friday today.
Let's That's what go. I'm talking about. Y'all better wake up
there
and have Let's go. Come on, ask that through the subject. Let's do the subject.
I love you guys so much. That was great. Thank you, Booker. Thank you, thank you. All right, let's knock some announcements out of the way. If this is your first call, we have a welcome gift just for you. It's called the Mastermind Collection. It is packed with books that we study here, a really awesome playlist, affirmations, powerful mindset resources to just help you on your journey. And to get access to that, just get back to the person who invited you here, and they will make sure you get that gift. And for those that have it already, we're going to be doing the Freedom Crusaders Manifesto in just a moment. So whoever wants to do that, go ahead and get that pulled up and ready to go. I will open that up in just a moment. Our book of the month this month is This is Marketing by Seth Godin. Our enemy of character is hypochondria, And for those, I know Albie said yesterday, he asked if someone could share what hypochondria was. So hypochondria is when the mind constantly searches for signs that something is wrong with the body. So a healthier opposite of that that we can all learn to do is to trust the body's ability to maintain and restore health. And sometimes it's hard to think about that whenever you're feeling an ailment or, you know, you got something that's causing some pain. But just shift your focus as much as you can to our body has the ability to maintain and restore its health. Freedom Fest is coming up. I can't believe it's already March. So Freedom Fest is going to be September 18th through the 20th in Branson, Missouri. This is a not-for-profit event with proceeds going to Feed My Starving Children. And you can join us in person or virtually, thanks to Mike Hobbs, who does a fantastic job. And I'm sure Paul participates in that effort too. But I've always heard the direction kind of be sent to Mike for his tech abilities to really create that virtual experience and make that next level. And when you purchase the one ticket, you get access to all the previous years of recordings of the events that we've had. So there's a lot of speaking, a lot of knowledge and wisdom that can be pulled from that. And there's 7 years of events there. So if you want to learn more about that, you can grab your ticket at or read about it at hbafreedomfest.com. And I think I covered all of the announcements. Now, one of the things that we like to do each day, so Monday through Thursday, we recite our major definite purpose and self-confidence formula. And again, if you get your mastermind collection, that will be in there along with our Freedom Crusaders Manifesto, which is what we are going to read today. Do I have a volunteer? You can star 6 and come on out. We got the Johnny Olsen vibe going Donna. With The Price is Right. Hey, Donna.
Hey, Ashley. How are you doing?
Doing fabulous. Thank you so much.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Okay. The mission is freedom through principle-centered leadership. I have a definite purpose to become financially free with self-confidence to back it up. I believe in myself and in those around me, seizing every opportunity I can to practice initiative and leadership in providing service to others. I use my imagination to visualize my purpose and craft plans for its attainment. I mix enthusiasm with my work because enthusiasm is the force that energizes my body, mind, and soul. I fill my heart with sincere gratitude each day. I exercise self-control to guide my actions with patience and discipline. I temper my desires by choosing to live within my means so I can save money, eliminate debt, and buy income-producing assets. I render more service than I am paid for, and I know that in so doing, infinite intelligence will return even more in due time. I have a pleasing personality, and that is both genuine and sincere. I am an accurate thinker. I know that accurate thought is based on facts and not hearsay or random information. I concentrate by giving my undivided attention to but one task at a time. I cooperate and mastermind harmoniously with others, believing that together we can do more. I profit from failure, my own and others. I always practice tolerance when dealing with others. I make the golden rule the foundation of all that I do that affects other people. I know that the long cut is really the only shortcut and commit to putting in the time, gaining the knowledge, and doing the work required to earn my just reward. As a promoter, I produce meaningful, hype-free marketing that matters. I believe the stairwell designed by the architect of the universe is leading somewhere great, and I strive to make my choices from this grand perspective. I seek to align myself with companies, products, missions, movements, and organizations firmly in alignment with these principles while avoiding those who are not. I will be the change I wish to see in the world, and even after I have obtained my freedom, I will continue to assist other crusaders on the path. Signed, Donna Nguyen, on the date of March 6, 2026. Thank you for letting me read.
Thank you, Donna. Amazing service today. I appreciate you, and I know that others do as well. So as I unmute the lines, let's let Donna know how much we appreciate and believe in her right now.
Thank you, Donna.
Way to go, Donna. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right, so something that I felt led to share with you all today is how easy it is for us to drift through life without even realizing that we're drifting. And this kind of applies to a lot of different areas of life. So it can apply to both business as well as just your personal life. But when we are younger, growth was probably structured for most of us. I know I went to a public school as a child, jumped right into adulthood at 17 with three jobs and realized quickly I had to, you know, really take responsibility for things that I needed because nobody else was reminding me of what needed to be done. But as a child, you know, we have teachers, we have assignments, we have deadlines, we have someone guiding our development. I didn't mention parents there for some reason, but obviously parents. Thankfully, I was of the generation, and I don't know if any of you can relate to this, but we had personal agendas in school, so it's like a planner, you know, and the teachers would actually enforce us to write down, like, when we had a test that we needed to study for, when we had a field trip coming up, or club meetings, or, you know, different deadlines. So I feel like that really kind of instilled how to plan for future things and how to prepare. But I don't think they do that anymore. My kids have come home with an agenda, but it just sits in their book bag and gets crushed at the bottom of it until the end of the year. And I was like, oh, yeah, you had that. But anywho, at some point in adulthood, that structure does disappear. And from that point forward, our growth becomes only our responsibility. And what I've noticed over the years of being a parent and leading people in different jobs that I have had in the past, and even in sharing about residual income with others, I'm not an expert, but what I have personally noticed is that people tend to fall into one of these three categories. And personally, I can say that I've fallen into all three of them at different phases with it, you know, in my life. And maybe you can see that in your journey. And if you feel led to, I would love to hear about, you know, maybe different phases you found yourself in your life during the mastermind portion. And maybe share if you had a different perspective of how you overcame that. So the first one that people tend to fall into is the drifting place. And drifters often think things are going pretty well. Life is comfortable enough that things seem manageable on the surface. But sometimes there are things that are quietly building in the background that can create chaos later if they're not addressed. Again, I'm a parent of almost four teenagers now, so I'm kind of, this is a lot of my life. So as a mom, a simple example of this from my own life is laundry. I do not do everyone's laundry. I have taught all of my kids to do their own, and we have set days that we do the laundry, everyone, so that we can manage it. And I'll start thinking everyone is managing their laundry well enough, so I'm going to back off. I'm not going to be the nagging mom. I'm not going to remind anyone of what needs to be done. I'm just going to trust. And the next thing I know, it's my day to do laundry, and suddenly everyone in the house is at the washing machine. Like, no, it's my turn. So that's an example. But nothing terrible is happening in that situation, obviously. But a little drifting can create a pileup that could have been avoided. And I think something similar happens in life sometimes. You know, people don't necessarily dislike their lives, but they also really aren't paying close enough attention to the small habits that they may be falling into. And the efforts that are being created, or sorry, not the efforts, the results that are being created by those small habits. And when the results do finally show up, it's kind of ugly and frustrating. But that often that effort that created the results still hasn't changed after that cycle goes over and over again. And so in the drifting stage, there's no awareness of what the issue is, and it's kind of getting overlooked. But something interesting about this pattern that shows up for entrepreneur is how it shows up for entrepreneurs. You know, sometimes people say that they want to build a business or they want, you know, different financial results. But when you look closely at their daily efforts, nothing's really changing and their efforts aren't really aligning with those things that they're saying that they want. So again, we're kind of hoping for different results, but not changing the efforts. And, you know, in life, a little drifting in business can really, in life and in business, a little drifting can really create a pile up. So the second place that people often land is dabbling. And for me personally, I do see a little value in this phase, and I kind of talked about it a little bit yesterday. But it in itself can become a bad habit. So dabbling in this space, you're usually in the awareness phase. It's when someone starts to really explore the ideas, maybe reading books, taking courses, trying new things, looking at different areas of their life that they want to improve on. And so on the call yesterday with Albie, which, by the way, I just want to say thank you, Albie, not only for hosting, but when you speak, you share so much. You speak so much life into everyone that you engage with. And that included me yesterday. So I just want to say thank you so much. I received that hug around the fire yesterday. So thank you. If you missed that replay, hopefully you guys can go back and listen. It was a great call. I just love this community. Anywho, so where was I? So yesterday I had mentioned how awareness is half the battle. And I truly believe that, and I like believing that because it really does help me shift something to give a more optimistic look about the work ahead that I know I have to do now. And there's still a lot of mindset work that can happen in this dabbling phase. So, you know, even though someone may still be experimenting or trying things out, that awareness is incredible. I think it's incredibly valuable because it often leads to that next step. And I have found myself stuck in this dabbling phase. Mainly for me personally has been analysis paralysis, just over evaluating everything. And I've kind of fooled myself at different phases thinking that the evaluation itself was the work, but it's just a piece of it. We've got to start taking the action. And for entrepreneurs, like many of us are here, there are so many ideas and strategies and trainings and tools that make that dabbling a little easier to fall into. So we really have to hold ourselves accountable. It's easy to stay in the learning and evaluating stage. And we convince ourselves, don't we? Like, we convince ourselves that we're working because we're researching and we're studying and we're preparing. But the real growth really does only begin when we take action. I think we all know that, but sometimes we just need that little reminder. All right, so we covered the drifting, which is the unaware place, that's what I call it, and then dabbling, the awareness place. So next is the third, which is the intentional growth place. And this place is really the powerhouse, obviously, but entering this place can feel pretty messy and pretty uncomfortable. I wanted to talk about that first because from my own experience, when I am entering into the intentional growth stage, it requires a lot of rewriting old habits and old patterns. So we've got, you know, this is where that work really comes into play. It's acknowledging where our weaknesses are and setting new intentions and new plans that are going to help us overcome those. And that really takes mental strength and it takes consistent, imperfect action. We get so focused on perfect action, but there's so much value in even the imperfect action because even with that, the results will start to show up if there's consistency. And businesses grow when people consistently show up, keep learning, keep adjusting, and keep finishing what they start. So the consistency is what eventually turns the effort into opportunity and success. And when that shift happens, instead of feeling frustrated with the results in life like you might feel if you're in the drifting phase or even in the dabbling phase, you start getting excited about them because you're realizing that when you change your effort and your focus, different results are showing up. You're getting that instant reward. And whether some, you know, whether you attribute that to the universe, to God, to the laws of success, whatever your beliefs may be, there is a real sense of reward that comes from that consistency. So from time to time, I think it's valuable for all of us to ask ourselves a simple question. Am I drifting right now? Am I dabbling? Or am I intentionally growing in whatever the specific area is in your life? I think these things apply to so many different areas because wherever we are in the process, it's not about judging. You know, even if you're in the drifting phase, don't judge yourself. Don't be harsh on yourself. Just acknowledge it. Take some, you know, make some plans on how you can get to the next level and then to the next. It's one step at a time. So, no judgment. It's just an opportunity to decide what is your next step. And so that pretty much wraps up what I wanted to share today. I hope you guys got some value from that. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I cannot wait to hear what you have to say, what you have to add or share in the mastermind, which we will open that up at 9:30. So I am going to begin reading from Think and Grow Rich. We are on page 138. We'll start at the top. Let me get this a little bit bigger. Okay. With this changed world, which began at the end of the economic collapse, came also astounding changes in educational requirements. The order of the day is specialization. This truth was emphasized by Robert P. Moore, Secretary of Appointments of Columbia University. Specialists most sought after. Particularly sought after by employing companies are candidates who have specialized in some field business school graduates with training in accounting and statistics, engineers of all varieties, journalists, architects, chemists, and also outstanding leaders and activity men and women of the senior class. The one who has been active on the campus, whose personality is such that he or she gets along with all kinds of people, and who has done an adequate job with studies that has a most decided edge over the strictly academic student. Some of these, because of their all-around qualifications, have received several offers of positions, a few of them as many as six. And departing from the conception that the straight A student was invariably the one to get the choice of the better jobs, Mr. Moore said that most companies look not only to academic records, but to activity records and personalities of the students. One of the largest industrial companies, the leader in its field, in writing to Mr. Moore concerning prospective seniors at the college, said, "We are interested primarily in finding men and women who can make exceptional progress in management work. For this reason, we emphasize qualities of character, intelligence, and personality far more than specific educational background. Apprenticeship proposed. Proposing a system of apprenticing students in offices, stores, and industrial occupations during the summer vacation, Mr. Moore asserts that after the first 2 or 3 years of college, every student should be asked to choose a definite future course and to call a halt if he has been merely pleasantly drifting without purpose through an unspecialized academic curriculum. Colleges and universities must face the practical consideration that all professions and occupations now demand specialists, he said, urging that educational institutions accept more direct responsibility for vocational guidance. One of the most reliable and practical sources of knowledge available to those who need specialized schooling is the night schools operated in most large cities. The correspondent schools give specialized training anywhere the U.S. males go, on all subjects that can be taught by the extension method. One advantage of home study training is the flexibility of the study program, which permits one to study during spare time. Another stupendous advantage of home study training is the fact that most courses offered by home study courses carry with them generous privileges of consultation, which can be of priceless value to those needing specialized knowledge. No matter where you live, you can share the benefits. Anything acquired without effort and without cost is generally unappreciated, often discredited. Perhaps this is why we get so little from our marvelous opportunity in public schools. The self-discipline one receives from a definite program of specialized study makes up to some extent for the wasted opportunity when knowledge was available without cost. Correspondence schools and online academies are highly organized business institutions. Their fees are so low that they are forced to insist upon prompt payments. Being asked to pay, whether the student makes good grades or poor, has the effect of causing one to follow through with the course when he or she would otherwise drop it. The schools have not stressed this point sufficiently, for the truth is that their collection departments constitute the very finest sort of training in decision, promptness, action, and the habit of finishing that which one begins. I learned this from experience more than 20 years ago. I enrolled from a home study course in advertising. After completing 8 or 10 lessons, I stopped studying, but the school did not stop sending me bills. Moreover, it insisted upon payment, whether I kept up my studies or not. I decided that if I had to pay for those courses, which I had legally obligated myself to do, I should complete the lessons and get my money's worth. I felt at the time that the collection system of the school was somewhat too well organized, but I learned later in life that it was a valuable part of my training for which no charge had been made. Being forced to pay, I went ahead and completed the courses. Later in life, I discovered that the efficient collection system of the school had been worth much in the form of money earned because of the training in advertising I had so reluctantly taken. We have in this country what is said to be the greatest public school system in the world. We have invested fabulous sums of fine buildings. We have provided convenient transportation for children living in the rural districts so they may attend the best schools, but there is one astounding weakness to this marvelous system. It is free. One of the strange things about human beings is that they value only that which has a price. The free schools of America and the free public libraries do not impress people because they are free. This is the major reason why so many people find it necessary to acquire additional training after they quit school and go to work. It is also one of the major reasons why employers give greater consideration to employees who take home study courses. They have learned from experience that any person who has the ambition to give up a part of his spare time to studying at home has in him those qualities which make for leadership. This recognition is not a charitable gesture. It is a sound business judgment upon the part of employers. There is one weakness in people for which there is no remedy. It is the universal weakness of lack of ambition. Persons, especially salaried people who schedule their spare time to provide for home study, seldom remain at the bottom very long. Their action opens the way for the upward climb, removes many obstacles from their path, and gains the friendly interest of those who have the power to put them in the way of opportunity. The home study method of training is especially suited to the needs of employed people who find, after leaving school, that they must acquire additional specialized knowledge but cannot spare the time to go back to school. The changed economic conditions prevailing since the Depression have made it necessary for thousands of people to find additional or new sources of income. For the majority of these, the solution of their problem may be found only by acquiring specialized knowledge. Many will be forced to change their occupations entirely. When the merchant finds that a certain line of merchandise is not selling, he usually supplants it with another that is in demand. The person whose business is that of marketing personal services must also be an efficient merchant. If his or her services do not bring adequate returns in one occupation, there must be change to another, where broader opportunities are available. Stuart Austin Ware prepared himself as a construction engineer and followed this line of work until the Depression limited his market to where it did not give him the income he required. He took inventory of himself, decided to change his profession to law, went back to school, and took special courses by which he prepared himself as a corporation lawyer. Despite the fact that, I'm just going to finish this paragraph, despite the fact the Depression had not ended, he completed his training, passed the bar examination, and quickly built a lucrative law practice in Dallas, Texas. In fact, he is turning away clients. And that concludes our reading at the top of page 144. And we are going to jump into the mastermind portion of the call. So it's your chance to share what came up for you during today's discussion or during the reading. And if you're brand new, don't be shy. Just step out and say hello. Don't feel obligated to say more unless you just have it in your heart to share it. We just love hearing that new people are here. Introduce yourself, and we want to welcome you. A quick disclaimer, this is a non-company specific call. Please no mention of company names, system names, or home business leader names unless the leaders are a part of this community. This is a spiritual mastermind, but not a religious mastermind. So please avoid dogmatic religious terms and ideas as much as possible. And good vibes only, so no controversial politics or news discussions, please. I'm going to get it in the right mode. And star six, who would like to be our first contributor today?
What's up, Ashley?
What's up, Paul?
How's it going?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted to say thank you for hosting today.
Just a heads up, you do sound a little bit like a robot.
Hold on.
That already got better.
Let me see. Let's try that. Is that any better?
Yep, that much better.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to say thank you for your service. Awesome messages today all the way around. Gail was not able to be here today, and she messaged in a chat group. Would anyone be willing to host for me on Friday? And before I could even see the message or try to type a response, you had volunteered, like, right off the bat. You're like, I can do it. And I was like, wow, you know, that's initiative and leadership. That's law of success number four, in action, right there, before my very eyes. So I wanted to recognize you for that and say thank you so much. That was awesome to see. It's really, really cool to be, you know, surrounded by people like that who just jump to the front of the line and just get stuff done. So thank you. And yes, I loved your messages. The, one thing that, I mean, many things popped out, but one that, you know, I guess always kind of pops out to me when I hear it, as you mentioned, you know, the value in the action. And I really believe that there's most of the learning actually, it comes from the action. We can read books, and reading books are good. We can watch videos, and watching videos is good. Training, you know, it's good. Like, all of these things to learn are good. But at the end of the day, it's what is Where is the knowledge really cemented and refined? And it is in the action. And it's worthless if, I mean, maybe not totally worthless. There's value. We can find value, and we always look for the good. But it's in the action where the knowledge actually takes on value. And as we're taking action, one thing I've learned is that you can learn so much from the act of taking action, what's working, what's not working. And you can test in reality, like the things you heard someone say, you know, like just today, one of my team members, you know, has been sending out some invitations, and he's like, hey, would this be better if we said it this way? And I said, no, and I explained why. Like, not in a rude way, but, you know, I explained why the phrases are the way we have them. And then I said, I battle tested these for 20 years. I've tested them over and over and over. And that's how I know, you know, because I've taken so much action with that and tested so many things that now I have that knowledge. So, so I love that, you know, take action, learn in the doing, take action before you know everything, because you're probably never going to know everything, you know,
right.
Apply, pay attention, adjust, apply, learn. You're just applying. And then you're mixing in everything else that's coming at you from wherever it's coming at you as you're applying. I think that's the formula. So anyway, thanks. Let me share and back to you.
Yeah, I totally agree, Paul. I have seen in my own action that there's wisdom that's gained that you absolutely will not get from reading books. You know, I mean, I think I want to say that is, you know, common knowledge, but at the same time, I think until you fully experience it and taking that action and experiencing that wisdom that you learn, it's so much more powerful than just the studying and learning. So good. And thank you. And I'm honored to serve this community. This community does so much for me. So I just feel like it's, paying it back, paying it forward, all of those things. So thank you. All right, Star 6, who else wants to share today?
Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, Ashley. Thanks for taking the meeting. We miss Gail. I guess she's tending to her friend who passed away.
Yeah.
But the thing that jumped out at me with all of this is, you know, there's book learning, and then there's what they call horse sense, you know, like my grandmother, she had like, I think a third grade education, and she was one of the wisest women I ever, you know, when she said something, your ears almost, tilted forward like E.F. Hutton, because she was very wise. And some of the wisest things I learned were from my grandmother. And I know other people that have these degrees, you know, like engineers and doctors and all of this stuff. And I'm just speaking that what I've noticed. Not everybody fits into this category, but a lot of them have a lot of head knowledge. But you know, when it comes right down to like the wisdom and stuff like that, and I don't know how to explain it, but I just kind of call them educated idiots. They know all this book stuff, but as far as practical wisdom, horse sense knowledge, common sense or whatever, I don't see it. So I personally graduated summa cum laude from the School of Hard Knocks, and I got my education in the trenches. I learned, you know, everything through trial and error, and, you know, I learned from other people, but it wasn't necessarily in a learning institution. And I mean, I have taken a lot of classes to learn extra stuff and get more knowledge, but then I applied that knowledge. Like as a hairdresser, I went to extra classes that, you know, most of my coworkers were home doing whatever they were doing, and I'm on a week taking my weekends going off to learn more techniques to and I would bring them right back to my salon and do it on my client's hair. And a lot of people change hairstylists because they don't know anything new, and so they go find somebody to get something different. So if the person keeps up with their education, then the person doesn't necessarily have to find another hairdresser to get something new and different. So that was my thing. So I always did it, and I literally went in and I said, I have not done this, but I watched it and I'm going to do it right now. And I did it, and it turned out. So I kind of learned all of this through my experience. So I don't want to keep rambling on, but that's kind of my, I try to, you know, do what I learn, and then I can, you know, keep going. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Donna. That was great. Great contribution today. And we have to continue to refine our skills to be relevant in the marketplace and whatever it is that we're doing. We can't just sit stagnant with the old knowledge. You know, we see that in our own community with all that Paul and Mike are doing, or, you know, refining to what's the phrase? Stay with the times, I think is what my grandparents used to say. But, yeah, it's so good. Have to refine our skills. Star 6, who's next? Come on down. We'll get some Price is Right energy going here. Hey, Albie.
Hey, I just wanted to say really appreciate you. Thank you for sharing. I'm glad I was able to help yesterday. And I really appreciate you just always being there and jumping in. And like, you know, like Paul said, that leadership action and it's such a great quality, you know. And I really agree with everything that Donna was saying and Paul and I just wanted to add to it, you know, there's a phrase, and you know me, I'm going to pull out the greatest sales in the world, right?
Yeah.
But there's a phrase in the second book that says, if I learn from myself, then I am, I don't know if it's peaceful or content or happy or something like that. But if I learn from others, I'm also happy or content. But if I don't learn from either, I'm a fool. And I was like, when I read that, I was like, wow.
That's good, yeah.
I was like, holy cow. If you don't learn from either one, you don't learn, you know. And you know, some people learn, it's really interesting the way it phrases, because it's very specific, but it says, you know, some people learn from themselves. And it's like, and those people are wise. I think it says those people are wise, you know. So if you learn from yourself, that's actually really, 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 really important. But yeah. If you learn from others, you're going to be happy, you know. So you have two. There's two places you can be learning from, you know.
Yeah.
But if you don't learn from either one, you got something wrong going on.
Yes. I know. Growing up, I had a brother that was 6 years older than me, and we were just complete opposites. He was always in trouble. I was, for the most part, a walk the line kind of a girl. And my grandparents would always ask, like, what do you do different? I'm like, I just learn what he, like, what not to do from what he's doing.
Yes. Yeah. That's, you sound like my wife. Yeah. Yeah. My wife grew up very similar to like to Ashley. I mean, maybe a lot different, but she learned so much. She had I think she had four siblings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was the baby, but she learned so much from them. Just looking at them, she was like, but you know, Paul said something too. He said, you know, you can learn, but if you don't actually apply, you know, the learning's actually useless, you know. So it's like, anyway, thank you, Ashley. You're awesome.
Thank you. You are as well, Avi. Thank you so much. All right, Star 6, who's next?
Hey, Wanda from Rhode Island.
Hey, Wanda.
Hey, good morning, girl. You did an awesome job, and I want to say yes, kudos to you for always stepping up in leadership, you know? You know something that you showed me is that, you know, you showed me your creativity. The beauty that you have in that heart of yours, girl, you know, painting the pictures of the sunflower, the picture that you did at the event. You know, my hat's off to you because you really tried, right? And your work shines through. When I follow you, every time I see you, I go, wow, that's what I said. I say because that creativity comes out inside of you, just like everybody on this call, you know, Donna, everybody, you know. The passion that's put in your heart through these teachings and through the people that we're rubbing elbows with is priceless. If I never plugged into this call, guys, I really believe I'd never be where I am today. You know, this call, you people, these trainings, I could never do it by myself. I know that. I know that in my heart. Do I have the passion? Do I have the drive? Absolutely. But one thing I learned, especially if you've been following me working in my house, you know, I work in the union, I've worked as a laborer, there's just some things I can't do, you know, and when we realize that we can't do some things, it's okay to outsource them. It's okay to set yourself up for success. But remember, your journey is yours and yours only. And your job is just to bring it to the world. Share whatever you're passionate about, whatever it is. Us, we're passionate about sharing positive vibes to the world, showing people that we have something that the world needs because it's different. And I just feel so good. At the end of the night, I can honestly say I put my head down. I'm not embarrassed to show up here. I'm not embarrassed to show up in line. I'm grateful to leave a legacy, and it's because of all you fine people. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. As always, do something good for somebody else in the space of knowing they can't repay you. Guys, I can't repay you guys. I can just say thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Oh, Wanda, we love you so much, and thank you for all of that, so much goodness that you share with us, and I can feel your heart, and I can relate. This call has been a huge impact on my life as well, so I send in you big hugs right there with you, girl. All right, Star 6, who else wants to contribute today?
Hey, Lori Sue.
Hey, Lori Sue. wonderful. How are you?
Great. Did someone come out just before me?
Nope, I didn't see anybody.
Oh, okay. Wanda, my challenge chick, you are amazing. I love following your posts and just feeling your vibe. The same vibe we're getting here, we get to feel throughout the day from your posts. And I just keep going, girl. I'm sure that I can just picture you at the holding up the sign, smiling at people, just wishing them great things, and I just love that. You got me thinking about being the youngest and absolutely learning from others' mistakes, and I thought, well, that still ties back into somewhere along the way we thought about it. Like, we visualized it, and we went, wait a minute, that doesn't look good. I don't think I want to go there. I think I'll choose this other path. And this happens with my grandkids, and it happened when my kids were young, where sometimes they just learn from their mistakes. Some people just have to be the first ones, even though like they don't watch others, you know what I mean? But the home is that opportunity to do that. There's a gal, Pamela, she's a child psychologist or if she helps with parenting, but she said it's in those relationships where we learn to negotiate and where we learn to compromise and where we absolutely learn to forgive. And even if it was an awful, you know, I could say, oh, I had the most horrible childhood, but now I realize I had the best learning center and loving. I can actually pick out the things that I really love and really want. It makes us more passionate and compassionate and more sensitive for having gone through the things we did in our families and whatever they may be. And I think as we come to terms with that and we recognize that those very things are giving us the specialized skills that we've learned and kind of almost point us in that direction and push us in the direction, we can be grateful. We can even be grateful for that. So I appreciate the words you shared today, and I could see myself in every one of those stages. I'm definitely more often staying in dabbling than getting out there and doing. And thank you, Paul, for those words. It seems like every day I come, I'm like, you're speaking directly to me, and the PowerPoints are helping me every day. I just love you and appreciate that. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lori Sue. And that's so good what you shared. And yeah, it can be a little easy, I think, especially in our community, because we do have so much valuable content coming at us that it is helpful. But we do have to listen when they tell us we need to take some action.
So. Morning, Gail, Brett Hudson.
Hey, Brett Hudson. It's actually Ashley today, Brett. Gail is at her. Yeah, she needed a fill-in today. So, but glad to have you. What you got for us today?
All right, Ashley. Oh, I was just going to talk about, you know, challenges, right? Because that's called life, right? Life is all about ebb and flow. One minute you're on top of the mountain, the next minute you're in the valley, right? And
yes.
It's how do you deal with that valley, right? And that's a super important thing. One of the things I learned from my pastor was to get out of self, right? Look at self less, go out and serve more. God blesses us to be a blessing to others. I love when Wanda ends her shares with, do something for somebody else in the space knowing that they cannot repay you. And the secret is don't tell anybody about it. It's between you, God, and them. And getting back to that point of looking at the flesh is even if you're going through challenges and you're in that valley, you can still get out of self and go out and serve somebody else. And God blesses us to be a blessing to others. That's what it's really all about. So if you can get out there and bless somebody else while you're in that valley, I can assure you, you'll be able to lay, well, I don't assure you, God assures you, you'll be able to put your head down on that pillow with that peace that surpasses all understanding, knowing that you were able to help somebody else, even though you're in that valley. And it's this call, this community, that's why it's super important because, we go through the highs and the lows of life, and we're all here. We don't show up every day with, peaches and cream every day. Some people are dealing with life, and that's just, I dealt with, I lost my mom a couple days before Thanksgiving, so I'm still dealing with that grief. But, I like that thing where it says it's either a blessing or a lesson. So even though you're in the valley, look what it's doing for you, right? You're developing character. You're developing patient endurance. So the next time you're in the valley, you can recall that as a reference point, knowing that if he did it for you before, he'll do it for you again. So anyways, I hope that helps somebody that might be in that valley. And back to you.
Thanks, Brett. And that was great. That really aligns with Lori Sue's quote at the beginning of the call today as well. So good. So good. All right, we have 8 more minutes. Who else would like to contribute today? *6 and come on out. So quiet today. What do you have?
It's Stephanie Oden.
Hey, Stephanie. Good to hear you.
Hey. Good to be here. This has been such a good call. The one thing that stood out to me was when you talked about relevancy and that we need to stay relevant with our skills.
Yeah.
That really stood out to me. And the other thing for me is I was just thinking about this, the do, like you have to do. And when we first came out with one of the new tools, at first I was hesitant because all the old stories started coming up in my head of, the what if. And finally, I think because the community is so strong, like I literally borrowed confidence from others in the community and said, you know what, just press the accelerator down and just go. And I think that's a big part of what the community provides is confidence. You can borrow confidence from other people when you don't have it in yourself. And I appreciate that about the community. And thank you for your service today for stepping up and doing this. You did such a great job. And I am an Ashley fan. I don't know if you know that. But it was the Dougie that got me, actually. It was you doing the Dougie. I'm forever in, girl. I was like, okay, yes, she's my people. So,
oh, my goodness, Stephanie. I appreciate that. It's so funny. I had no idea that video was going to, I can't say it's viral. It's not viral, but it has definitely gotten more reactions than anything else I have done.
Girl, I was like, oh, look at my soul sister. She got some rhythm. You've got some rhythm in there. Okay.
Well, thank you.
But thanks so much for stepping in today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Stephanie. I really love what you said about the borrowed confidence. Like I have done the same thing. I was a little late to the game with the new tool, and it was, sound very similar to what you were saying. Some of those old stories were coming up, but just seeing the results and everyone stepping out, it was like, I'm crazy not to, you know, so just borrow this from them and go for it. That was such a great, I got that from you. So powerful. Thank you. All right. 5 more minutes. Who else is out there? Star 6, come on out.
That's
Booker. Sure. Booker in the house.
Right. Up, down. You know, Ash, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
I love you too, Booker.
I'm going to just share with y'all. I'll do more on Monday. And just to let you know, y'all, just keep putting out the good vibrations and good vibes. There'll be opportunities coming to you left and right. And another one came this morning, y'all, and I'm going to just tell y'all, this was from somebody I knew like 10 years ago, and I poured into them, and now they're pouring back into me. But I'll give y'all more details on Monday when I host the call, but I'm going to just tell y'all, keep putting it out because you never know who is watching, and keep putting your videos out because you never know who you're going to affect. And just a prime example. That Dougie video, I'm like, look at Ashley, what's going on here? You ain't tell me about all that, Ashley.
Oh, goodness.
But, you know, that's the part about it, because I'm a giver, and I give out so much stuff. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of times I give and I forget about it. But I'm going to tell you, it always comes back. And the message is really, just be careful how you treat people. Because businesses, they come and go, but just be careful how you treat people. And they'll remember that. They may not remember all the facts and figures, but they'll definitely remember how you treat them. And with that being said, I'm going to get back to doing the Dougie.
Get it, Booker. Get it, Booker. Love you too, Booker.
Oh, yeah.
So much.
I'll have to make me a video. It'll be AI, though.
No, you can
Happy
do
Friday,
it.
Everybody.
Happy Friday, Booker. Look, if I can look like John Travolta doing the disco from Saturday Night Fever trying to do the Dougie, you can make a video, too. It ain't got to be perfect. Imperfect action.
What people think.
Imperfect action leads to opportunity and success. That even equals doing the Dougie like crazy.
That's it. And, you know, it's so funny, Ashley, because I got another friend of mine. I'll just give y'all a little tidbit. You know, he's a speaker, too, and I have so many speaking engagements. And he said, Booker, how you get booked all that time? I said, because I put myself out there. Mm-hmm. You sitting around reading the manuals, and I was like, I read the manuals after deposits come in. Don't catch that one on the way home. All right, y'all be good.
Thanks, Booker. Can't wait to hear you on Monday. All right, 3 more minutes. Who else is out there? Star 6.
Hey, Ashley, it's Ralph.
Hey, Ralph. How are you today?
Hey, doing great. You know, what Stephanie said a little while ago brought something to mind, talking about the what if. You know, you can really what if yourself to death.
Mm-hmm.
And keep yourself frozen, thinking about, you know, what if I try something new and it fails? Well, I've learned through experience that, you know, the opposite is also true. What if I don't take action and stay stuck? Will I still be stuck in the same place or worse 3 years from now? And so that's what motivates me to take action when I kind of get into that what if mindset myself. Just ask the opposite. But, yeah, great call, and love your work on the call, Ashley. Thanks.
Thank you, Ralph. That's a great contribution today. Thank you so much. We cannot what-if ourselves out of doing the action. I like that. Do the opposite or think the opposite. All right. Star 6, who else is out there? Had a lot of contributors today. Got one more to put a cherry on top. All right. Well, the countdown is on.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Al.
Shelby again.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say there is a friend of mine who has been getting on the call. her name is Frida, and I just wanted to shout her out because she's been getting on, but she hasn't. I think she's a little shy, so she hasn't been saying anything. Yeah, but I just wanted to. Yeah, her name is Frida, and she's been getting on for probably like 3 weeks off and on. I don't know exactly what the days and stuff, but I just wanted to say hello to Frida. We're really glad to have you on the call, and keep it up.
Yeah,
thank you, Ashley. You're awesome.
Thank you, Albie, and great way to wrap up the call by saying hello and welcome to a new listener. So hello, Frida, and thank you to everyone that contributed today. Lori Sue for opening up the call and having my back today so that I could fill in for Gail. I love the teamwork that we all contribute to on this call. It truly is a community call, and so many people contribute their time. You know, they volunteer their time and their energy, and it just really does create a beautiful gift that we have for ourselves and that we can share with others. So thank you, Lori Sue. Thank you, Donna, for reciting our Freedom Crusaders Manifesto, and Paul, Donna, Albie, Wanda, Lori Sue, Brett, Stephanie, Booker, and Ralph for contributing to our mastermind today. All of your shares and insights truly make this a special call. And that is all for today. Happy Freedom Friday. Enjoy your weekend, and we will see you back here on Monday with Booker to hear all about his next opportunity. Make it a great day. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Ashley. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day, everybody.
You too. You too, you guys. Paul, Booker, Ashley, we love you guys. Have a good one.
Love you too.
Freedom.
Freedom.
How do you make dreams come true?
It takes faith to make your dreams come true. Life has something special right here for you. Everything has a season, a reason to grow. So don't be discouraged by your obstacles.
No.
Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Things will always come to get us down. And it only gets worse when we start to frown. Let's keep hope alive in our hearts. Smile with gratitude, that's when the magic starts. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up, it's your life for eternity. Never be defeated even if you are mistreated. Stand your ground right where you are. Don't give up on your dreams, no matter how hard it seems. Move forward and follow your heart. Follow your heart. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all I'm meant to be. I'll never give up my right to be happy. I'll never give up. It's my life for eternity. I'll never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up.